easy. People just want all the cheat codes to life. It's like, what should I do? What should I, they take other people's opinions of what life is about before, you know, and then they just follow recommendations without exploring on their own.
Would you eat an In-N-Out burger if you're in Vegas? That's a question.
I mean, it's a West Coast chain.
I've stopped. We used to go. It used to be the first thing we do when we land.
Right. I mean, there used to be things. Like, you know, we went to the White Castle in Orlando. They had the fights over there. And went to the White Castle. But
go to the White House in Atlantic City.
The White House?
The White House.
What is the White House?
It's a New York, New Jersey deli.
Okay.
Sandwich is unbelievable.
Does it look like the White House?
No.
Because Kid Rock built a replica of the White House.
Just to blow it up?
Well, we can't say, you cannot say blow up in the White House in the same sentence.
I didn't say me. I said him.
I thought you get kicked off of Facebook.
How cool is it? And I do want to talk some Tampa Bay Buccaneers and some NFL stuff. How cool is it, whether you like him or not, okay, when Donald Trump walks into a building, like at the UFC, with Kid Rock,
unbelievable.
To American Badass,
it's amazing.
It's, yeah.
But the guy's a star. I mean,
Kid Rock is. He's a star. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who would have thunk at the beginning of the NFL season that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will win the division?
I think everybody.
I don't think Todd Bowles thought they would win the division. I'm pretty sure Todd Bowles had already have his house packed because he knew this was it. Now, I don't think they can get rid of him.
Yeah, I mean, how do you get rid of him? I mean,
you say you're fired, and then he could do like you and refuse to leave.
But he's winning. I mean, you know, they're going to be in the playoffs, probably.
Not probably.
Okay.
They're going to win the division.
They should be in the playoffs.
They have to win one of the next 2 weeks. They play New Orleans. Tough game. I get it. New Orleans needs the win. But then they end in Carolina.
Okay.
I've been in the old one buck, okay, the week of the final game of the season.
Okay.
Lockers are already cleared out. Back in the day,
right?
You know, they're like 2-whatever.
Right.
They're 1-whatever, 4-whatever.
Sure.
So the last game means nothing.
Right.
The next to last game means nothing. And yes, they're going to say, well, players are fighting for jobs. Some are.
Right.
Your starters are not. Vita Vea is not. And I'm not saying that he's going to dog it or would dog it. It was U-Haul trucks that were already sitting there because they're already leaving.
Right.
They're already checked out. Sure. The Carolina Panthers have already checked out.
Right.
Sure. Even though they could have, should have, would have last week. And the hatred of the Panthers and the Buccaneers, I get all that. The chance of the Bucs losing both of these next two games is none.
Okay.
Zero chance.
All right.
Okay. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to win the division.
All right.
Holy cannoli. Who would have thunk that? And what's Baker Mayfield going to get next year when he signed? Whether it's here or not, I think they will sign him here. I think he will stay. I think he played for like $2 or $3 million this year. Just.
Right.
How about again, fans drive me crazy. So in San Francisco, normally your starting quarterback buys the offensive line Christmas gifts.
Okay.
Again, I kind of think it's like hazing and all that other stuff. Do you really need to do it? Do you really need to buy the offensive line guy who's making $12 million? A Christmas gift because you have to, not that you need to, you have to,
right?
It's that sure. Unwritten rule thing. So Brock Purdy, who was the last pick in the draft, who was the starting quarterback and was in the running for MVP until Monday night. I mean, I think he totally blew that, even though two of those interceptions bounced off the hands of his receivers.
Right.
But sure. You can't see that. He only makes $800,000 or $900,000. Okay, so people are ripping that comment, only making $800,000. You know, that's still a lot of money. So Christian McCaffrey bought gifts for the entire offense, not just the offensive line, and stepped up because Brock Purdy makes $800,000 or $900,000. Christian McCaffrey makes whatever God wants him to make.
Sure.
Okay, who is also in the running for MVP. Bought him golf clubs, something else golf-related. I forget what it was. And some kind of alcohol. Now, Patrick Mahomes bought the offensive line in Kansas City a golf cart.
Oh.
And I saw Donovan Smith's golf cart.
See, that's why the Golf Expo is so fun. Because, you know, there's so much inclusion of other sports.
We need a golf cart for Super Bowl week.
I have a connection.
a lot of good that's doing us because you never come through with anything.
No, I got a guy. It's a 5-star golf cart down in Riverview. Maybe we could drive it to Vegas. So we go ahead.
You could probably put that on the back of the RV that you're going to drive to Vegas and tow it.
Well, look, I got connection. I'm going to make something happen. But yeah, golf cart in Vegas would be cool.
Well, just because you're going to have a long walk.
Why?
Because when we drop off all the radio equipment, and I can't trust you with the radio equipment.
Right.
So I'm going to have to walk the radio equipment in.
Sure.
Then you're going to have to drive probably to the staff zone parking.
That's why Steve's here.
Which is about a mile and a half down.
He's a better driver.
And then you need the golf cart to then bring you back.
No, talent gets dropped off in the front, like in the little like horseshoe turnaround. That's where you'll drop me off, fragile equipment, and then Steve will have to park the car.
I'm pretty sure the talent of this shindig that we got going on is Steve.
He looks pretty official.
If you can see everything that Steve has brought to the table.
I mean, he's still setting up. It's 10 minutes after the 2 o'clock hour, and he's still running cables. This guy's amazing. He's got like 7 cameras. He's got one camera just recording what the other camera's like watching.
And if people think you're kidding, they're not. There literally is 4 cameras here on the table.
No, I don't want to miss that.
There's one camera on Caleb, and he's not even here.
He's the best co-host we ever had. I mean, he doesn't make a mess.
He doesn't make a mistake.
We kind of need him, though. So here's the thing. In pizza, because I'm an expert, you know, depending on the size of the pizza, it depends on how many slices they cut.
You're the only pizza guy I know who got fired from your own pizza company.
I know. We didn't even have a warning. There's no write-ups. Like, there was no, like, hey, if you do it again, you're going to be out. I didn't even get a chance to, like fight it or appeal it. I mean, everybody gets to appeal.
But you fired yourself.
I did. Well, I deserved it. I was doing a terrible job. You know, but look, depending on the size of the pizza, depends on the number of cut of slices. So, like, a medium-sized pizza usually is cut into 6 slices, where large is usually cut into 8. The nice thing about Caleb not showing up again is that, you know.
I think fines do need to start.
We could order a medium pizza, and all three of us get 2 slices each, and we could put our Texas hot honey on it. And we still have time.
What's that got to do with Caleb?
Well, I mean, just the fact that we don't have to we'd have to order a large pizza if Caleb was here. Not because he's 6'6", 330.
Then why?
Well, because there'd be 4 of us, and we would have to cut it into 8 slices to make it equal for all of us.
So let's get a large anyway, and then the 2 of you can both have 2 pieces, and I'll eat the other 4.
Wow. Greedy son.
I know what you were going to say. That's not good to say.
But I was watching the Mr. Beast competition with my daughters, and what's cool is he had one where he ordered 3 pizzas from all the big chains. So Papa John, Domino's, and Pizza Hut. Whatever driver arrived first with the order, he gave $10,000 to the driver as a tip. So Domino's won. The guy got the $10,000 cash for delivering pizza. No. Then he waited for the other drivers to show up, and he gave them $1,000 of his money to share the wealth with the other drivers. So that's what's cool about the pizza industry is there are good people in it, you know, and they share the wealth. Just like that's how I met RC.
There is no way that you would have done that.
What?
Given $2,000 of the $10,000 to your 2 competitions. Now, it's not competition. Yeah. I get it because they were better than you. So it's not competition. It's like I've talked to a promoter, and I talked to a promoter about another promotion, and they're like, they're not competition. Talk about them all you want.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you're confident in your brand and you know, there is no real competition. It's just between yourself. You know?
You didn't succeed.
But what?
With your competition.
I did great.
Did you?
I got out. I mean, I was trapped. I was working way too many hours.
All right, so the Tampa Bay Buccaneers play the Saints this week, play the Carolina Panthers next week, and then as of right now, I think it's the Cowboys.
Okay.
Nice. At Ray J.
It'll be a big game. DJ Tony will love that game. You got to get tickets for Tony.
I don't have to do anything.
You should. I mean, you could even give him my credential and just go take him. I mean, he would love to be there at the Cowboys.
A, you don't have a credential.
Oh, that's right.
B, I'm not giving Tony Coon tickets.
You get so caught up in details. You know, I'll tell you what, though. I mean, the Gasparilla Bowl, I felt like a stranger. You know, it's been a while since I've been to the stadium. I pulled in to park in a lot that I've always parked in.
Always. All three times in your life.
Every time I go there, that's where I park. It's the only lot that I even knew existed. And when I pulled in and I said, hi, I'm here with radio, you know, media. She goes, you're at the wrong entrance. Like, well, this is where I usually park. And she's like, no, you don't. And I'm like, oh, I usually park here. Like, this is where I always park. She's like, no, you haven't. She told me that I've never parked there. Although I parked there like 17 times.
I'm going to go with her.
She's wrong. I know where I was. If you Google Maps my car.
I don't think you do. Just like today, I went to go get my credential for Monday's game.
Oh, you went early.
I went and picked up my credential.
What about mine?
What about it?
I have to go get it?
You're not credentialed.
What are you talking about? For Monday?
Yeah.
What?
Hey.
It's a tradition.
Well, traditions are now new.
Are you serious?
It's new traditions. And I went to the hotel. Same place they've been for years. And I can't get in. I'm like, this is weird. So I go back to the phone and they moved. So when I go to the other hotel to pick up my credential for Monday and talk to Mike Schultze, he goes, I said, yeah, I went to, he goes, this is the third year we've been at this hotel. I said, really? Now, I recognized it once I walked in it that I'd been in there before, but there's been other games. Gasparilla used to do their credentialing there as well. And I'm like, really? I'm so used to going to the other one forever. And he's like, no, this is our third year here. So,
well, I mean, at least I won't get confused because they did implode the DoubleTree Hotel this week. Did you see that implosion?
No.
So in Tampa, right there off of like West Shore,
right.
The DoubleTree Hotel where they've always done, you know, events.
The fights, yeah. I've judged numerous fights there.
They imploded the building. Like, it's gone. It's rubble. Like, they took it away. They're going to make some kind of expansion for the highway to connect to the veterans.
Oh, so in other words, they sold for a lot of money.
Big money.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't implode a hotel for...
We will skip a little from MMA talk. When we come back, we will look at the next 2 weeks in the NFL. You know, we can look at the brackets. You'll have ample amount of time to pull it up. Kansas City will go on the road in the playoffs for the first time in Patrick Mahomes.
Getting a call from Afghanistan.
And my son is saying that may not even be true because they could lose before then. And then not have to go on the road. So we'll talk a little more NFL, and we'll discuss your call from Afghanistan when we return. Coming to you live from Cool Breeze AC Broadcast Facility, this is Knocked Out Radio. Oh.
I'm gonna knock him out.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shoppe. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th 7th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bert Sugar, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioAccelerator. What do you think about the new BioAccelerator hats and shirts?
Amazing. Well, here's the best part about our show. We're global. You know, you went to Columbia for concerts to see Kiss, Aerosmith, or whoever.
Kiss, Aerosmith. Scorpions. Kiss and the Scorpions.
You know, BioAccelerator, obviously, international.
I will be doing a show down there from their facility just before I get stem cell.
You keep saying this I, like we, it's French, you know, so like France. I just got a phone call from Afghanistan. You know,
I mean, I saw you run out when you said this is from Afghanistan.
Well,
and you ran out
because I ordered my wife for Christmas an Afghanistan
husband.
from Afghanistan, like an authentic one. I thought maybe it arrived late because it's the holidays, but no, like RC down in Honduras, I'm his beautiful wife. This is their Texas Hot Honey company. So they call me on FaceTime and came through Afghanistan. I guess they have a good connection over there.
And this is how you work? You take personal phone calls during broadcast time?
I mean, relationship building. And Texas is kind of its own country now.
It is.
I mean, they're closing borders. They're protecting their own. They have the Lone Star State. They don't need anybody else.
Before we get to... And I hate doing like NFL matchups now because there's 2 weeks left to go.
Yeah.
But screw it. We're going to do it anyway. Talk about what the state of New York is trying to do to Chick-fil-A.
I mean, how can you make a company, a private company, open on a day when they've deemed it closed?
Just on the highways. I believe if I read it right, it's for the highways. You know how they have those little pull-off areas?
What's the loophole there? Is it because they have to be... I think the contract that they signed with the concessions that requires that they have food available at 24 hours a day for their truck drivers for the overnight travel.
Right.
So their company requires that they would have to open a certain number of hours.
You know what? You sign the contract. It's the thing that my bitch about everything. You know, you sign a contract at the UFC and then you whine because you're not making enough money. Or you sign the contract at MLB and then you... No, you sign the contract. Chick-fil-A should... They should have to open up.
Now you can't make them open up. They didn't open
you signed the contract.
They didn't open on the Super Bowl when it was in their stadium in Georgia.
The difference is the contract that Chick-fil-A obviously has at the Georgia Dome in Georgia. Everywhere else, they were allegedly smart enough to read the contract. But if the contract in New York states that it has to be open for the truck drivers and the people driving, then yeah.
Now listen, I'm not a proponent of chicken with hate. I don't.
I like chicken with hate.
I don't support chicken
with this honey on top.
Listen,
you can hate all you want.
But that's the thing. I'm going to change my stance for you because of my friend RC, because of Texas Hot Honey. I'm going to change my stance that I bet the Chick-fil-A with this on it would just be.
I told you, just order a couple Chick-fil-A's and instead of pizza first.
But look, I the only reason I don't like Chick-fil-A is because they have nothing to do with religion. It's fake. They just know the human trait of when you take something away, you restrict them. If you take a child, a kid, and say, you can't have that cardboard box, that's the only thing they want. They don't want toys. They don't want the video games. They don't want their favorite food or candy. So, all they want is what you said they can't have. It's the forbidden fruit. And Chick-fil-A mastered the art of, we'll take away this hateful chicken on Sunday, and then you're going to crave it. Oh, how can you tell me I can't have chicken on Sunday?
Moving forward, you cannot come to this show prepared.
Why?
You can't.
Why?
Because then you'll be so pissed off you're going to come prepared one time just to prove a point, just like you're saying about Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
Yeah, so now I'm going to go get Chick-fil-A after the show and put this Texas Hot Honey on it. I'll probably use.
No, why does it have to be after the show? Call and order it. We're filming with these nine cameras here.
There's a catch, though, because I don't have that thing. What do they call that thing that you need?
Money.
You need money. You need and a job. I identify as a guy who has a job.
You identify as a bum.
I am a bum.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
But I'm unemployed right now. I don't have a pizza restaurant, as you know. The restaurant career has subsided for me. But my boy RC, I met him at the pizza competition, as I said in the first segment. And he went on to win the Caputo Cup, the most coveted prize in
pizza
making.
He won the Caputo Cup. Can you spell Caputo Cup?
Oh, C.
I didn't think so.
Carry the two. There's Steve, our producer, that guy. But no, it's a prestigious award, and to win it out of Texas is crazy. But we have a lot of MMA connections in Houston, So I think
in the Woodlands.
Here's what I think. Obviously, RC is on the line right now. We're gonna do something with Super Bowl.
Is it like the old days when calling from like another country is $42 a minute?
I hope not, because he's going through Afghanistan right now. And here's a funny story.
Do you remember back in the day when you wouldn't use your cell phone because you only had X amount of minutes per month?
Or you'd call and hang up so they know that you would call. Then
I told you
that. On a payphone.
I told you that.
You did tell me
that was the payphone. That's how you could call home and let them know you were
okay. I do have a real story. If you will not interrupt me, I'll get through it. But you want to know how big I am in Afghanistan, Randy? Now, this is a true story. Why are you putting your head down? You're on live video. People can see you. Pay attention. So the year is 2013, New Year's Day. I'm at my pizzeria back when I used to make pizzas for a living. Guy comes in full army camouflage, head to toe, right? Obviously military, active duty.
Why is that obvious?
Oh, because he's wearing it in public.
Well, that's it.
They can't have stolen valor. People don't do that, Randy. People will not impersonate a cop and pull people over on the highway. Wait, oh yeah, they do. Okay, but listen. So I'm at my pizzeria. He goes, Matt, when were you on Fox News for your pizza diet? I was like, I don't know, probably 2009 when I invented it, maybe 2010 when I rode the bike to New York to deliver a message that pizza is a healthy food, and I wanted to change the image of pizza globally. People could still see you. Perk up. So he goes, man, do you know how big you are in Afghanistan? And me, being me, said, oh, yeah, I'm huge, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, there's carvings of me in the cave.
All those Afghanistan men are looking for you.
Yeah, they're like in the caves wearing pajamas.
They're very intrigued.
Right? Throwing rocks at tanks. Right? So I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm huge over there. Me and Ben, we're best friends. And he goes, no. He goes, you understand, on base, during commercial breaks, we only get one U.S. channel, Fox News. When Shepard Smith goes to break, they don't play Colgate commercials. They played a loop of the pizza diet for 9 months. So I'm getting emails from people saying, hey, I can't disclose my location. I'm active duty, but I followed your protocol. I lost 50 pounds.
You demand their mailing address.
I saved their email address. They saved, you saved my career on the jump team. I saved my job. I couldn't lose weight. I was going to lose my job as a paratrooper. And one day I hope to shake your hand in real life. And you thank you for all you've done. So
if I pay for your flight to Afghanistan, will you leave right now?
Is it a one-way?
Yes. Will you just go?
No, a one-way flight to Afghanistan? But, I mean,
is this story over?
It's over.
Good. Let's hit a break. We are at the bottom of the hour. Thank God. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator, coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. I'll try to fire Matt during this break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
It's time, Tampa Bay. It's College Bowl season in your backyard.
ReliaQuest Bowl 2024. Two of the country's top head coaches go face-to-face. The Big Ten's Luke Fickle and Wisconsin Badgers collide head-on with Brian Kelly and the LSU Tigers of the SEC for the coveted ReliaQuest Bowl Championship Trophy. New Year's Day, Raymond James Stadium, Ticketmaster.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Say goodbye to outdated equipment and welcome the latest smart technology into your home. With CoolBreeze AC, you can effortlessly control the temperature and create the perfect environment from anywhere at any time. Call CoolBreeze today at 727-954-3605.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
I'm getting back. Coming to you live from the CoolBreeze AC broadcast facility. Jelly Roll. You're bringing Jelly Roll in here?
Oh, wow. Shut up. Dude, I love that guy.
Do you really?
Jelly Roll?
Yeah.
Oh, he's killing it.
Yeah, he is.
Killing it.
Well, you know, and when he won best new blah, 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 he kind of went off on it. He goes, new? I've been doing this for amount of years.
Just discovered.
Speaking of which, comeback player of the year in the NFL. We could also go comeback player of the year in MMA, but let's start in the NFL.
Okay.
Who are your thoughts?
Well, I don't watch the NFL. I mean, I will next year because they just announced they're going to Brazil, which is amazing. So
yeah, I can't wait to go.
My wife just tagged me, so if you want to go to Brazil.
I am going to go to that camp.
We.
No, there is no we.
We'll go together.
No, we're not French.
You might not get
through security. I'm Jewish. We're not French.
You might not get through security.
Yeah, I will.
I might tell them in Portuguese that you're a bad guy.
I'm thinking about going down to that. But Joe Flacco, with what he's doing.
Yeah. Where's he at? Indianapolis?
Or Baltimore. Or Cleveland.
Cleveland. That's
right. Yeah, or Cleveland. Right. They got him off the bench. You know, and the bench meaning in his backyard, at a picnic.
Right.
The Buffalo Bill, DeMar.
Hamlin.
Yeah, just, I don't know. I don't know. You know, is it that soft spot, you know, because of what he did? Because he's really not back. He's really not playing that much, right?
Right. Yeah.
So you're rewarding him for staying alive.
Yeah, and still being able to play at the highest level, sort of. We can't make him a comeback player of the year. I mean, come back to life story, for sure.
I mean, give
him the trophy.
Okay. All right, so if the playoffs were to start this weekend, your Baltimore Ravens, who looked pretty pissed off Monday night, you know, I don't remember who it was that said Baltimore's going to get the crap kicked out of him. Blah, 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 blah. And then they went and basically kicked the crap out of the 49ers. So it probably will continue, even though, and I said, with 2 weeks left to go, Baltimore will probably stay the number one seed. This year, with the additions, blah, 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 only one bye. That'll be Baltimore. The Dolphins will play the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see the Colts win, just because of Junior.
Right.
But since I don't have my jersey yet from them, I'm not going to say the Colts.
Well, you could just get a Pittman Jr. jersey from UCF. You don't have to wait for the NFL one to come in. I don't get it. Wasn't there a kid?
Oh, yeah, there was.
Pittman Jr. Yeah, Pittman Jr. on the UCF game at the Gasparilla Bowl.
I think he wore number 13, too. So I really did want that jersey.
So you don't have to wait for a senior or junior to send you one. Just
well, what my goal is, you know, I have a Pittman senior, but it doesn't say senior. Then I'm getting my Pittman Jr., and then I'll get a Micah one when he comes. And then that'll be one side of the studio that's being built.
And the other side, you can go get a Georgia Tech number 11 Harris jersey, Harris Jr.
I want the Harrises to play the blacks and the whites.
Wait.
I'm not the one that started that.
Can't say colors on the show.
Well, no, I wanted those two color teams. I had black and gray against white and brown.
All right. Well, the Harris.
And greens are the wild cards.
At the Gasparilla Bowl, I went up to the stands. I saw a guy who obviously looked like he could or might have a player on the field. Sure enough, his son showed out. I thought we were going to get him on the show today.
What does that have to do with the NFL brackets that we're talking about?
Just talking about football.
Okay. The Chiefs, and this is where I said when I mentioned it to my son, and he's like, well, you know, there's still a chance that Patrick Mahomes won't have a road game. They play at home. If it plays out, they'll play Buffalo.
Okay.
If they lose to Buffalo, Patrick Mahomes still won't have a road playoff game.
At the home?
If they lose.
Oh, they're out.
If they lose in the playoffs, they're out. That's how it works. That's how you get two teams to go to the Super Bowl. Got Once it. You lose, you're out.
When do playoffs start? Because there's an extra week in this year's season, right?
Yeah.
Is there 18 games now instead of like 16 or 17?
And then the Jaguars, who did not look very good, would play the Cleveland Browns.
Do you like this longer season?
I don't care.
Do you watch football?
A little.
Kind of?
Little.
I mean, I don't.
A little.
What's the difference? Why? What would make the league want to expand the season to 18 games? It's such a violent game. Like the recovery time.
I'm going to put it in a terminology that maybe even you can understand.
Financial?
Yes.
But just because of number of
games. If you wanted to sell 20 more pizzas.
Yeah.
And you're already maxed out between the quality employees that you don't have, the quality toppings and ingredients that you don't have. What would you do? You'd open up another day,
but
right?
There's only 7 days.
Well, you could be Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And you could open up that other day to get more
room to expand. It's nice. Good strategy.
That's the reason.
Okay. I mean, but it doesn't do anything. I mean, it just makes it harder on the players, right?
Yeah, but they're expendable. I mean, that's the way they're looked at. I mean, fighters are looked at it that way. Players are looked at it that way. Look at everything that all these players are going through. Including Caleb, Jerry Wunsch, all these Mark Royals. I mean, all these guys that have told me what they're going through. Once you're done playing, Tim Sylvia in the MMA world.
Yeah.
You know, once you're done, the difference is, and this is, you know, I've kind of argued with Tim Sylvia, and he's a little too big to argue.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
You know, he's like 17 feet tall. I think he weighs 680 pounds. You know, you're independent contractor as an MMA fighter.
Yeah.
So I get... From a business standpoint, if you're an independent contractor, once your contract is up, you're out. You know, all these fighters that are going through issues. The NFL, I think, is different because you're not an independent contractor. You're employed by that team.
Right.
So then all of them that have all these issues down the road, you know, should be taken care of, which they are. Some of them are. You know, through their medical and whatever.
Players Association.
Yeah, you know, right. however that plays out. But I think all businesses look at their employees as expendable.
Sure.
When they can get somebody younger, smarter, cheaper. You know, my wife is going through it or could be going through it shortly.
Yeah.
You know, that she makes so much as the nurse.
You see the Facebook memes where it's like, you know, don't dedicate your whole life to a company or a career because if you died tomorrow, your job would be on a message board, job posting the next day.
Not always. They already have somebody ready.
Will be filled in like immediately or moved.
Don't forget that watch you get.
Yeah. So it's just a reminder to live life, not to, you know, commit to, you know, your whole life.
But that's why you live the life you do. You don't work. You don't make money so that you can travel and spend money.
That's it. But I don't have money. But how many memories do I have that people would die to have?
But how many bills can you pay from memories?
Oh, 3, 4, all of them.
None. None.
Look, paying bills is such a optional thing, right? It's just a choice.
That's such an old school thing.
It's a choice.
Yeah.
No, but look, you can make money a lot of different ways. I make money a lot of different ways. But the point
is any of it legal?
Yes. And what's your address again? 1-900. None of your business. But no, it's you know, it's I would rather have a ton of memories, travel the world, have experiences than a bank full of money, because it could be all gone tomorrow. Well, car wreck, something happened, illness.
But that would be the same case of you traveling the world, getting these memories.
Yeah, but you got to do it while you still can. I mean,
you could get pushed waiting for the train.
It's true. By the year. but the point is, a lot of philosophy of life was, you have a systematic approach to life, right? And so you would go to school.
More importantly, hold on a second. More importantly.
I'm not done.
More importantly, let's look at the NFC playoffs.
Yeah, but you go through life, and then you retire at a certain age, and then you hope to have enough energy and health and ability to travel and do all the things you want to do 30 years, 40 years younger. But the problem is, you've changed as a person. The things you once desired are no longer the same.
Most sensible people don't live life like you do.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Because they're sensible. Because
then they end up on their deathbed with regret. Oh, man, I wish I would have taken that trip. What if you go on a trip and then you get inspired by something you see and it changes the course of your life because you come back and you open a business?
What if you go on a trip because you desired it and you're killed on that trip? If you wouldn't have gone on that trip.
Sure. You can have a life of mediocrity where you live now. But like my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law lives in Brazil.
I don't care. NFC playoffs.
They're going to go there next year. You need to care.
Okay.
But he always tells me, he's like, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Somebody already created something somewhere. You just have to find out where it's not in your community and bring it there, and it'd be a success. So we should go travel together more, Randy.
The producer wants your mic turned off.
You and I should go on a trip.
I don't want it.
Come back and open a business of something we find while we're on our travel. Maybe we go to Toronto.
I will open a business. I will travel somewhere with you Toronto. And come back and open a business if you promise to stay wherever we traveled.
Toronto.
You've got to stay there.
Let's go.
You got to stay. I am going to Toronto.
But what can we bring back from Canada that they don't have here? They don't have
Loonies and Toonies.
What about the gas station? Ted, Tim Hortons.
There is one at Emily Arena.
Is it really?
Yes.
Shut up.
So from the NFC standpoint of football, the 49ers, as of right now, still would have the bye. The Eagles play the Seahawks. I think that the Eagles are starting to get on cylinder again, even though they should have, could have, would have lost to the Giants. How about this? The Detroit Lions in the playoffs, winning the division, the 3 seed will play the Rams. How ironic of that. Do you know how ironic that is?
No.
Because they swap quarterbacks.
Oh, really?
Right? Stafford goes from Detroit, goes to L.A., becomes the second team. First, no team has ever won in their home stadium, and then it's back-to-back years. And now for the playoff game, it to be Goff's turn to see if he can make good on the trade.
It's a lot of golf and football, huh?
And then the big one here in the Tampa Bay area, if it plays out the way it appears that it could, should, would, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Dallas Cowboys, again, round one of the playoffs. Can the Buccaneers win that game?
No.
I agree with you. I don't think so.
It's already set up.
Like, it's not.
The conspiracy
just there. Because Dwight Smith said it's set up doesn't mean it is.
It's set up. The Cowboys are going to be in the Super Bowl this year.
No, they're not.
They will.
No, they're not.
They will.
You want? I'll make a wager right now.
All right. What do you want to bet?
What do you want to bet?
I'll bet you
this honey that you already gave me?
The autographed BKFC poster from BKFC 56.
We're giving it away. Don't you understand how you do giveaways? But we're going to hold it off another week.
Oh, you have to let go. Yeah, that's why. Keep it.
Do what?
You have to actually let go of a giveaway.
No, exactly. But we were going to do it. We were going to pull the winner. But you've talked some sense into me, even though.
Hey, look at that.
Well, it's because I didn't say it properly. Sure. I said you need to send your name and address. So because of you and the younger generation, what do they call them? Millennials?
Oh, the X now.
Is it X? That's why we're in the X hats.
There you go.
I said name and address. I meant mailing address so that I can mail it. So now I have to be more careful in my wording.
Sure.
And I'm going to have to.
See, I like how you're becoming more open to the.
That's not that. That does make nothing that you ever do or say makes sense. I get that. I said address and, you know, email address, blah, 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 blah. I don't know how I'm going to mail the poster through email, but.
Just notify them through email. than they provide.
But here's the thing. I don't want to notify people.
There's two layers of security, because that way you know the winner's authentic and they're going to actually receive it because they message you with their physical address. So then
no, I'm going to have you hand deliver it.
Ooh, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I like to travel. Just pay for my gas.
No, I'm not paying for anything.
Well, you got to support the trip.
No, it's going to be your gimmick.
My wife supports all my other trips.
Yeah, ain't that the truth. All right.
We need a new sponsor.
Three quarters of hour number two down. I promise at some point we will talk MMA. Smiling Sam Alvey coming up in session number three after winning the Karate Combat heavyweight title. We'll talk to Sam
in our apparatus, too.
I
slam the wall.
I'm a big fan of it, but we'll talk about with Sam, not with you, about it. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Bio Accelerator, and Staff Zone, coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. We'll be right back. She's got to be somebody's baby. She must be somebody's baby. All the guys on the corner stand back and let her walk on by. She's got to be somebody's baby. She must be somebody's baby. This is Tom Pound, the best fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. I saw a post on Facebook the other day, and it showed all of the UFC champions.
Okay.
And I think it said which one will not be champion in 2024. And I basically wanted to say almost all of them.
Why?
I think it's easier to say that they're not going to go the whole year without losing than saying, well, other than John Jones. I think John Jones won't be the heavyweight champ by the end of 2024.
Oh, because
he's going to retire. Right. No, he's going to retire.
Right.
The interim belt doesn't count. So if he does fight John, he's going to lose. Even though I think John will fight Stipe, late year, and then possibly call it a day. Do you call it a day, or do you just keep fighting because of the money that you can make?
Everybody's different. I mean, they all have different motivations. I mean, I think some are doing it for paychecks, some are doing it for legacy, some are doing it for the love of the sport. I mean, I don't think Sam Alvey's doing combat karate, just for the money. I mean, he's got his gym. I think he's done it for the love. I think he loves it. I think he just loves competing. So I think everybody's different.
Karate Combat is pretty cool. They have that pit. I said it before, I don't like that half of the arena stands.
Yeah. Right.
But then again, how many times when you go to a sporting event, which is one of my biggest complaints, and I have many, whether it's a concert, whether it's a sporting event, and people stand. Why are you standing if you have a seat? I get you're in row three and you're standing because the putts in row two is standing.
Right.
And the putts in row two is standing because the clown in row one is standing.
And that's usually because the people on the stage tell everybody, stand up, show support. They want to create an energy and a vibe. And you know.
But I don't want to stand.
Stand is good for circulation.
Good for your...
Okay, I got a laugh from behind the curtain. It's like the Wizard of Oz back there.
Who is that?
Scott
Jet.
Jet. T-345.
Okay.
Guess we got an interview.
And he'll be on right after Smiling Sam Alvey, who was at 345. And we'll move him.
Well, maybe we'll let him fight for it.
We could do that. I don't know.
Fight for your time slot?
Jet T is a bad dude.
Yeah? Who is it? We just got random guests coming on. Like, we don't even know who they are.
Next week, the Navy football player will be here.
Oh, okay.
Xavier. Nice. From Northeast High. I tried to get him set up today because I was producing a little bit and got him. I got a laugh in there, too.
At least we got one fan.
So Xavier will be here in studio next week.
Oh, really?
He'll look a lot like Caleb. Meaning he's not here.
Yeah, it's great.
You said you always bring something. So what are you bringing?
I don't know. Like, well, how was your Christmas?
Well, that's what you're going to talk
about. Like, what did you do?
You are so useless.
Talk about it.
This is a sports program.
Well, what did you do? Did you do anything sports related?
I played chess.
That's not a sport, is it?
It's on ESPN.
ESPN Ocho.
So?
I mean, they have cornhole. They've got darts. Like, ESPN Ocho is
of
not
all
real.
Those ridiculous sports.
Yeah.
Which is the best and which would you consider the worst?
Drinking or non-drinking? Because if you get better at a sport, like golf for John Daly, right,
he doesn't get better.
He does.
No, he doesn't.
If he is sober, he's not nearly as good.
That's not true.
He's playing loose. He's just fluid with it.
If you are totally inebriated playing golf, it's very dangerous for the golf ball and the golf club. Have you been to Topgolf?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. But... you know, I don't know. I think which is the hardest out of all those? Probably darts.
Cornhole is pretty difficult.
You think so?
Yeah, it's difficult, but you know they're nonstop. You know, I think spelling bee is the worst. It may be the hardest
for Tyson.
I mean, I don't get what that's supposed to mean, but. Now,
I don't know. I mean,
back at the station, Ed is jumping in and he said, power slap.
Power slap. Is it a sport?
It's a sport. Why isn't it? It's a competition.
Does it acquire athleticism?
Absolutely.
More than golf?
I wouldn't say more than golf, but I think everybody should be required to go to one live power slap event.
Yeah.
I changed. I enjoyed it more being there than hearing about it, trying to watch it on TV.
You sacrifice a lot to go to this.
As it turns out, I sacrificed nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you changed your tune.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I'll do the same thing when you walk out, too.
So can I ask a question?
2 days, you know, I'll be upset that I no longer speak to you. Well, maybe not 2 days, maybe a day.
This might be controversial.
Shock.
You might want to edit this. Might not want to let this one fly.
This is live on air, so.
You might want to not let this fly. But your boy, Dana White, our boy, Dana White, does a show every year from the media row, right? He's lost a ton of weight recently. He's with a new doctor named Dr. Gary Brecka. Do you know him?
No.
Okay, so Dr. Brecka was a guy.
I don't get along well with doctors.
So Dr. Brecka, what he used to do was he worked for the insurance company for years, decade maybe, whatever. And his job was to guess your life expectancy based on your blood work. To see if you were insurable. Like, that's what his job was in the insurance industry. Anyway, he's the one who helped Dana White. He found out that he had like 10.4 years of life left based on his blood work, his cholesterol, all the biomarkers from his blood work. And Dana goes on record talking about how he was with doctors, the best doctors. He had the access to the best medical minds because of the UFC and his job. And that those doctors didn't know jack. That they had them on all these different medications, and all they do was
wait a second. The doctors at the UFC didn't know jack,
and that he would never trust another medical doctor again. That he will only trust Gary because Gary's the only one that's ever been able to help and fix his problems. Like his sleep apnea.
Where's the controversy?
I'm just saying that Dana White has a problem with the same doctors that you have problems with.
I don't have a problem with the doctor. I don't have a problem with anybody.
So the alliance with you and Dana should be strong this year.
It's always been strong.
And now we're all going to be best friends.
Well,
because I do the same things that Gary Breck is doing. I've been doing for 3 years. Actually, you remember back when Lockhart and Leith were running all the nutrition for the UFC? Where are those guys at now? Where's George Lockhart? Where are those guys? What are they doing now?
I don't know.
I mean, they were doing all the macro tracking 6 years after I did it. You know, and then somehow they worked their way in the UFC.
Now I think you proved it was wrong.
It's not wrong.
And so people went a different direction.
It works.
After you tried it and it wasn't successful.
Wait till you see this next one I'm doing. So I've been sandbagging. Been kind of just waiting to start my transformation because Bucked Up Energy has a competition. You can win $25,000 worth of cash and prizes. Starts January 8th. And so in just another week and a half or whatever it is, it starts the Bucked Up Energy New Year, New You.
It's about 12 days away.
Transformation. Are you going to join in?
I'm not.
Come on, let's do it together. Let's make a bet. Who wins the competition between the two of us? The greatest transformation with the Bucked Up Energy. You do your philosophy. You can go call your boy Legs, and you can go call Joe Marquis, and you can go train at LA Fitness, and wherever you want to do, however you want to get there. And then I'll do my philosophy, which is the same as what Dana White does, essentially. And we can meet in the middle. Are you awake? Hello?
Anybody in?
Let's make a wager, and let's make it a real wager where it's something that's like something that you want that I have, and something that you have that I want.
There's nothing that you have that I want.
My wife is great. She has two knees that work; that are functional.
Oh, now you're ripping my wife's knees. Okay,
just saying, like it's just updated, you know. But I'm saying,
see, my wife has done something that for 40 some years that you wouldn't know nothing about. Worked.
Well, she's sponsored your travel.
No, she hasn't.
No.
No, she hasn't.
But I want the Oscar Schmidt Brazilian basketball jersey. So I need to add that to my home gym, my collection. So what can I give you? You know, I have a nice bicycle. Great. Rode by Steve Lenay once.
Oh, my God. You bore me.
But you want to do the transformation.
No.
Steve, do you want in on this?
I don't.
Steve, let's make it a radio station contest. Ed can jump in. Ed at the station can join in. Like, winner takes all.
I'm not interested. You don't seem to understand that I don't want anything to do with you before 1 o'clock on Wednesday and after 4:03.
That's not true.
It's very true.
So we're at the Gasparilla Bowl. We're going to be together on New Year's Day.
Well, I will hope. I just told you we're not. I will be there. I will be at the Alaya Quest. Isn't that what it's called?
Alaya Quest. Yeah.
Alaya Quest. I got a little mini helmet today we're going to give away.
Oh, nice.
You know, from there. So we'll have to figure out a way. And this time, mailing address. I'll need your name and mailing address.
Well,
did you order food?
I've been working. I didn't get any breaks.
If this is work, I hate to see you really work.
This is tough. Hard work.
Okay. 2 hours down.
Yeah.
Of you bringing nothing to
the
show.
But you're not going
to
do the transformation.
No.
It's Bucked Up. It's our sponsor.
I'll do anything with Bucked Up. I just don't want to do it with you.
Well, it's the whole, everybody's on the same challenge.
Well, that's fine. I'll do it myself.
Okay.
Away from you.
But we should take biomarkers. We should like do, you know, weight measurements and like body fat. Do it like a DEXA scan.
There's no way that you could beat me.
In what?
In this contest.
Why?
Because I have so much body fat, I don't need to lose as much to beat you when it comes to numbers.
Oh, I'm right there. We're probably about the same right now.
I doubt that.
I don't know.
But no, I don't want to do it with you. I'll do it with Ryan and Jake, maybe, but not deer and vomit.
Well, you'll be proud. You'll be like a proud grandson, like, you know, when I win.
Yeah, I'll be a proud grandson. Knockout Radio. Please, somebody, come here. I'm going to do like what Vitor Belfort said in Brazil. Somebody come here and take care of this for me.
Bye-bye.
This is Knockout Radio. We'll be back at the top of the hour.
Fucked up.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason, and you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris, so stay right there.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.